substitute.
Oh, give you a cracker instead?
Somebody asked you, when are you going to join the church? And you said, well, I already
have joined.
And people go to church to worship whom?
God.
And on the cross, Jesus said, why have thou forsaken
my God? My God.
You know the difference in pronunciation between God, God?
No, I didn't notice it before.
The talk that the preacher gives is the
sermon.
And you might say, I like to watch the sunset because it's very
pretty,
or it's absolutely
beautiful.
And turn on the radio to hear the orchestra play some
music.
Pardon my speech. The fellow with the horns and the tail and the pitchfork.
Satan or the devil?
The devil. When you were a child, did you call him anything funny? Say, watch out, better watch out for that.
Well, I've heard Old Nick.
They never said Booger Man or Pooty Man.
No.
Man,
no.
Black Man.
No.
Somebody asked you to walk to the cemetery at midnight and say, no, I might see a
ghost.
And I won't walk into that house either because it might be
haunted.
You want to say, it's not very cold. It's just blank cold.
Well,
not extremely cold.
No. The word Midland is used some. I never have used it very much, but I know it's a good word to use. It's expressive.
Would you say kind of instead?
Yes, it's kind of cold.
Sort of cold.
Sort of cold.
Somebody asked you to do something. You say, well, I'll do it if I have to, but I
don't want to?
And I'd blank, I'd not.
I'd rather not.
Would you ever say it's rather cold?
Yes, it's rather cold. That would mean that it's colder than the other kind of meaning.
The other element of the comparison, remember that? You greet somebody and say, hello, and how do you ask somebody help?
How are you?
Very formal situation, you're introduced to somebody, you don't say howdy bud, you probably say
how do you do?
And the visitor to your house, and you enjoy the visit, when he goes to leave, you say, well, please, you'd like to see more of that visitor, and you say, won't you please?
Now, you mean
visitor's leaving.
When the visitor's leaving me?
Uh-huh.
Come back again?
On December 25th, you greet somebody by saying,
Merry Christmas.
Didn't have much spirit in it. pretend it's December 25th.
Merry Christmas.
January 1st, you say,
Happy New Year.
You ever say Christmas gift or New Year's gift?